Class 8 Subject History Topic India in the 18th Century. The great Mughal Empire began to show signs of ruins during the reign of Aurangzeb. After the death of Aurangzeb in 1707, the empire showed a rapid decline. The kings who ruled after Aurangzeb did not contribute towards building the empire. They were not capable rulers. These were known as the later Mughals. You can read their names: Bahadur Shah I, Jahandar Shah, Farrukh Shiar, and Muhammad Shah. It was during the Muhammad Shah's rule that India was invaded by Nadir Shah and Ahmad Shah Abdali. The Mughal Empire could not recover from these invasions, which caused terrible loss of life and property. Historians give us a number of causes for the decline of the Mughal Empire. Let us study each cause. Please follow in your textbooks. The first cause: rivalry among nobles. There was a struggle for power among the nobles. They comprised of the Turanis, Iranis, and the Hindustanis. They acted as kingmakers and putting different princes on the throne. Next, we come to the Jagirdari crisis. The Mughal had introduced the Jagirdari system. The Mughal ruler gave their officers land or jagirs for the service. By the end of the 17th century, there were few jagirs left, so there was also less revenue to collect. Next is the Mansabdari system, faced a great crisis. The number of Mansabdars increased, but there was shortage of jagirs. This affected the army, and the army became weak. Next is the weak military administration. The army grew weak, as we studied in the above 2 points. The Mughals did not adopt new methods of warfare technology. The weapons were outdated, army was neglected, and navy was not developed. Next is war of succession. There was no rule for succession. The princes fought to be the next ruler. Change of rulers made the empire weak. Then we have Aurangzeb's policies. His campaigns in the Deccan and wars with the Sikhs and Marathas gave him little time for attending to the administration. So the empire suffered. Foreign invasions, the invasion of Nadir Shah and Ahmad Shah Abdali made the empire very weak and it was ready to collapse. Then we have next one, weak successors. The successors of Aurangzeb were weak and incapable to rule. They left the administration to the governors. Many of these governors established independent kingdoms. In 1858, the British removed Bahadur Shah Zafar and the last Mughal emperor, and the Mughal Empire came to an end. Let us now move to the regional kingdoms. After the end of the Mughal Empire, provinces had become independent. Some were Bengal, Awadh, and Hyderabad. Let's do Bengal. Murshid Kuli Khan became the governor in 1717. As the center was weak, he ruled independently. He made Murshidabad the capital. In 1727, mark the dates, Shuja-ud-Din became the next ruler. After him came Aliwardi Khan and Siraj-ud-Daula. The rulers of Bengal improved the administration, agriculture, industry, and trade. Farmers were given loans. Bengal became one of the most prosperous regions of India. This attracted the British. The battles of Plassey in 1757 and the Battle of Buxar in 1764 established British rule in this region.